MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil. São Paulo, 011 ao DT.
Okay, so
podcast. Are we?
We're already recording.
Let's begin with what I wanted to tell you about.
Welcome to the OC and Jason podcast.
Yeah. Let's begin with what I wanted to tell you about,
please,
Jason.
Tell me. My mic's too low.
And this was very, very, you got to give me a little bit to flesh it out for you.
Right? I love this.
Yeah.
I love this. I'm about this.
I came to a really, really interesting conclusion today. And I don't know how I feel about it.
It just came to you today.
It's been like
Brewing.
Okay. And then I finally understood today. And I don't know how I feel about it. Mm. I feel awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as you know, with the NFL Africa stuff that I'm doing.
Yes.
Right? So for so many years, I was doing charity in Africa. Just
giving.
I was like, this isn't really doing anything. So now I was like, okay, hey, we have these incredible athletes that are in Africa, right?
Right.
I'm talking about top shelf, right? But they're struggling. Mm-hmm. And you have this country, United States of America, with incredible demand for these athletes,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's prep schools, colleges, you know, even the NFL, right?
Yeah.
You never have enough, right?
Supply and demand.
I said, oh, okay, we're just going to make this connection. So we're going to give these kids the opportunity to better their lives, right? Mm-hmm. By connecting them to schools, you know. Sports that need them, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely.
And so I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, I'm doing something good here. I'm doing something good for the people.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'm doing something good for the people.
Uh-huh.
Doing something good for the people, J Bell. Right?
You are.
But then I started to really think.
Okay.
About the situation that our countries in Africa find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have this thing called, let me ask you this. How many Africans in America do you know?
How many? A lot.
Okay, now.
I know
how many of them are, like, not educated or poor?
Most of them are educated. I don't know about their financial status, but
most of them are educated, right?
Or they have been taught to pursue it. Yeah, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You see,
now that I come to think about it, I met them mostly in those kind of settings.
Interesting.
Professional or school or higher education.
Good. So, you see, what has happened in Africa,
mm-hmm,
right, is something called the brain drain.
Yeah.
Right?
That happens in most countries where there's a better future other places.
Correct. Right?
It's a problem they all have.
So what is happening now is the most intelligent people, right? The people with the because America's just not giving anybody visas, right?
Yes.
They're just not going to do that,
right?
They're selecting who can come into their country.
Most countries' immigration policy, we want the best from everywhere.
Good. So the best are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our countries, it's so harsh there. The conditions are so tough there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all this intelligence and all these things that you have, you can't utilize them properly over there. So, like, man, I can be a doctor, I can be this, I can be, you leave. So the most intelligent people, the smartest people, I'm not going to say the best people, but, you know, high degree
talent
are leaving. Right?
Yep.
And they're going to America here. They're enriching these other countries. They're bettering themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using all this intelligence there, right?
Yes.
Meanwhile, back home, countries are suffering still. mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a cycle. So the best leave,
yep.
right?
Yes.
And the country's still suffering, right?
The best with opportunities.
The best with opportunities leave, yeah. and the countries are still suffering.
Yes.
The best leave, and the countries are still suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't ask them to stay.
Right.
You can't say, hey, no. don't come over here for these opportunities. Stay there. But the fact that they're leaving, they're ensuring that the countries will not develop as fast. They're ensuring that. Simply by do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do, but I don't know if I believe they're ensuring that.
Oh, it's almost, I don't know how you can even.
But I'm with you.
That's just what's happening, right? So they leave, countries are struggling, and because the countries are struggling, they keep leaving.
Yes.
Right? So it's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought to myself, how do you stop that? It's hard. Like, you have to build, and you have to, like, persevere, and you have to suffer, and you have to just stay there, and you got to be like, no, we're going to do this, and you just got to tough it out for, like, 20 years. It's going to take a while to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's too difficult to do, right? And so I thought to myself, I was like, Jason, oddly enough, These countries that, oh, the minerals are leaving, mm-hmm. right? Oh, the gold, oh, the diamonds, oh, the oil, oh, the humans, right? It's all the same. It's all the resources. Same thing. It's all the same thing. And so I'm like, hey, I'm taking.
Well, I guess the humans is different because you'll take all those natural resources, but you're only taking the best of the humans, supposed best.
Yeah, but it's still.
It's still a resource.
Resource.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I'm taking the best athletes we have
yeah.
in our countries. And I'm like, here.
What are those athletes going to do if they stay?
Good. What are the other people going to do if they stay?
I mean, that allocation of resources.
What are the other people That's who are leaving going to do if
period,
they stay?
Period. It's allocation of resources. I mean, what you're saying, I totally agree with. But how are those resources going to be allocated better than what you're trying to do?
Good. You see, I don't have the answer to that question, but I do know this. We're going to keep leaving, and we're going to keep taking those resources because they're not being utilized in our countries.
Yeah.
And our countries are going to keep on suffering.
Right.
And that's, I was like, when I fully understood that, I was like, So, realistically, even though I'm doing a good thing, right, I'm part of the problem.
I think that, I mean, you can make that argument because how would I tell you what you're thinking? Can't do that. I can't say, OC, that's not true, because you are allowed that personal opinion on you being a part of the problem, but I would say I would verbally fight you in saying you are not part of the problem.
I mean,
you know,
I know exactly what you're saying.
I would verbally fight you.
I know what
you're
saying.
I know how you think, but I understand the statement you are trying to make. I will say this. It's interesting. Would you say that in that scenario, in that situation, it's hard, right? Because if you look at, I can't be specific on these countries. You understand the political framework of Africa much more intelligent than I will ever be able to articulate. But if you have a system that is set up where there's a few people with extreme wealth,
mm-hmm.
Usually from exporting of goods, resources from that country,
yep.
How could you, in that mentality, if that's the structure, how could you really truly value high human talent and capital?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a part of your framework in how you make money. You make, you know, in a country, in a corporation, in a business, right? There's a reason why some people get paid so much money. People can argue about it all they want.
Mm.
Human capital is real. Human intelligence is real. It comes in, it can change things. You have machinery, you have these goods, these services, you have these building blocks. Mm-hmm. But if you bring OC in and he's this dude that can figure it all out, mm-hmm. that is worth something.
Yep.
And what you put a value on that, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? People always complain about athletes. I love how they complain about what athletes get paid. Who else are you going to put out there that can make that product like that?
Yep.
This is extreme talent.
Mm-hmm.
Talent is important. And that suck of talent is really hurting your country.
Yep.
But those in power, how much do they really respect that talent if that talent can't equate to their bottom line? You're saying.
Great question.
Right. So what you're doing is, I think this. If you go and you take the talent and the talent gets all the skills, gets some financial stability, whatever it is, and then comes back,
mm-hmm.
now you got a wave.
Good. Now, that is the only way to ensure that that cycle is at least mitigated.
Yeah. Because there's still there's a huge connection to home. It's different. Like that is true. Most of the Africans I know, the connection to home is real.
Yes.
It's real. And I think there's a lot of power in that. There's a lot of self-identity in that that I appreciate.
Yep.
I see it.
Yes.
So.
And so in conclusion, for me, I was like, the only way I can live with it
mm-hmm.
is if the people who are coming out
mm-hmm.
are giving back. They're like giving back in.
Yeah, don't forget.
That's the only way.
Yeah. I love it. On a much smaller scale, people do that with, it's not smaller, but in America, I think, especially in Black America, you see that same thought process with their local communities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as big as when you're talking about a continent, mm-hmm. you know, or what you're saying, yet it is that same mentality. You know, I think that why do we protect the shield, talking about the NFL? Why is it important to us? Why do we do what we do? It's because we know that this opportunity that exists from this sport allows us to do other things
mm-hmm.
that change lives forever.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
You have to.
So when people attack the game,
mm-hmm.
we're like, that's far enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's far enough.
Because, yeah.
you know, that is far enough. Do you understand what this has done? We can all have a disagreement and an argument on how things are, how decisions are made.
Mm-hmm.
But overall,
mm-hmm.
this infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
we're winning.
We're winning in an unprecedented fashion. There's nowhere else in the world.
No.
Unfortunately.
No. Nope.
Nowhere else.
There's not a lot of industries where they've allowed people based on their merit solely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because of the outcomes are so immediate. So, I mean, it's, you just saw last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I love this guy, but man, I might have to change my coach. I might have to change my quarterback. I might have to change this. I might have to change that. Because that result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I got that off my chest. Where are we going next?
I'm ready for the day to start now.
I had to get that off my chest.
No, I mean it's I think if you are not constantly having those conversations with yourself, then at some point when you have to face those decisions
mm.
or you're challenged by the decisions you made, if you've never thought about it,
mm-hmm.
how will you be able to not only articulate it, but take on constructive criticism?
Yeah.
You have to have went through these wheeze with yourself. Don't constantly. Have to have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go through the mental gymnastics of it.
Constantly.
Constantly.
I constantly do that. I just think so much, man. My sister was like, just stop thinking. That's what she told me. She's like, just stop thinking, man. Like, why can you not just...
But your thoughts
why can
don't
you
cripple
not just
you.
Stop thinking,
they
huh?
don't cripple you, though.
No, it's not that they cripple me.
They
it's,
don't, I said.
No, they
that's
don't.
That's what I said.
They
that's
don't.
The difference.
They don't. But it just,
yeah.
I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, some people, their thoughts keep them from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should stop. You should don't allow them to harm you in a way where you don't take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
I think your thoughts probably make you run a little faster. You know?
Yeah.
Probably just start going. I mean, it's, What's funny, and I don't even want to, I'm not trying to segue into sports because this, we, I love sports, but this is what we talk about with players, coaches, teams, the game, right? Mm-hmm. Like being able to handle what goes, how your mind works, mm-hmm. and understanding it and being okay with it,
mm-hmm.
that's your only shot.
Yeah.
Because you get out there on the field, you get out there in life, and some things get thrown off a little bit, and you could go in a place where you can't dig yourself out of, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, there's zeros on the clock, and you're yeah. like, what just happened?
Yeah.
That isn't even me. I didn't even, you know, you got to get on it quick.
Yeah.
You got.
It's funny you say that. I was in the call. Somebody just, my phone was ringing. This was like 2 days ago. And there was a issue, mm-hmm. right? And he called me. He was panicking. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, what's going on? He was like, this has changed. This has changed. I was like, okay, cool, no problem. What are we going to do here? Okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. And as soon as I got off the phone, right, mm-hmm. I said to myself, I was like, wow. Right? Like, things changed that fast,
yep.
but I was able to adjust that quickly simply because of just mentally going through things all the time, right? And I kind of caught myself off guard, Jason. I was like, wow, that was pretty interesting.
Doesn't happen overnight.
Nah, it takes a while to get like that.
You got
to
build that skill. You think about that, what you just said. If you are, you look at our world, you look at these corporations, you look at people in powerful positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, the higher you are up on the food chain, the more you have to absorb everybody's problems.
Mm.
Or don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start a business. Don't try to move up the chain of command, and don't complain about the people at the top, because
mm-hmm.
you have to absorb the heat. And you know what you have to provide, OC? Something you just said, and you do this. I've seen it. Calm.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take all of this stuff, and all of a sudden it hits you, and you got to be like, everybody calm down.
Mm-hmm.
We got this.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have it, but as soon as those people start thinking you got it, they start thinking, well, I got it.
Well, I got it. We got it. Yeah.
We got this.
Mm-hmm.
And they calm down. We make quick statements, jokes, whatever, about players, coaches, whatever. And I like bringing it back to sports because it kind of brings – it just makes sense. There's a reason we do that, because we can see those who can do that and those who can't.
Mm-hmm.
When people are complaining about this happening on the field, that happened on the field, oh, this shouldn't have happened. Yeah, that's true. But why did it? Why didn't that person, why couldn't they absorb it,
mm-hmm.
figure it out, know the chain of command, know how to think it through, know how to communicate in that split second? Have they done it?
Mm.
Have they went through it in their head? I've heard a player tell me one time about Parcells, and I've heard this about Belichick, that he could sit in a meeting. He could tell you, whole team, and tell you, okay, fellas, this is how the game's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This happened. And if that happens, we're going to do this. If this happens, we do this. And this and all these scenarios. And then the game happened, and you'd be like, oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. They were like, it happened. Like, it was not the way he said it, but mm-hmm. the scenarios. And we'd be in the game, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, if this scenario happens, we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Told them. You know, now things deviate and change, but yet they went through it mentally. Now, I don't know. Maybe some teams, I don't want to, maybe some coaches can't do that, or maybe some coaches think it's a better resource of time to just do something else.
Because
mm-hmm. going through that whole thing and teaching everybody how this thing fits,
it's tough.
It's tough. And if it's wrong, they yeah. know you're wrong.
Yeah, it's on you.
It's on you. Yeah. But if they're right and you're in the heat and you're in the battle, you are armed with the knowledge for the solution.
Mm.
That is in sports. That is in life. That is in your household. Think about how much time people sit with their kids and they're like, okay, if this happens, you want to do this and this happens. I tell my daughter, you know, 7, about to be 8 years old, sometimes she's looking at me with, and I have to stop. And I'm just trying to get her ready. You know, if this happens, mm-hmm. maybe you should think of it like this. Things that haven't even happened. But I just think that when
they
it does,
will. Yeah.
She at least has some kind of game plan,
mm-hmm.
some kind of solution. This is what I love about, I'm sorry getting long-winded, but this is interesting how you got us here. The way I love finance is not because of the numbers. It's not because of the investments. It's this. It's the, if something pops to make you emotional and make you do something that you shouldn't do, you have this roadmap.
Mm.
And you go, I feel this way, but my roadmap says this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to follow my roadmap.
Hmm.
But you have to do what you just did, which most people think is uncomfortable, which is go through it. You find comfort in it.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You are very strange, and I love it.
extremely strange. Extremely strange person.
I think strange is good. Yeah. I think if you're not different and you're like everybody else, how can you make a difference?
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what was different?
What's that?
You know what was different?
Tell me.
All the talk of parody in the NFL. And then Wild Card Weekend happened.
That wasn't different. We all hear parody, 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 parody. Everybody's the same.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Not today, officer.
Nah, they're not the same. They're not the same. We thought they were. They're not the same.
Man.
There's a massive difference between the good teams.
When it comes to playoffs, huh?
Oh, there's a big difference.
Bro.
There's a big difference.
Whatever.
It was crazy.
To your conversation earlier, whatever your weakness is.
Yeah.
It's not. Whatever your weakness is, we're going to poke at it.
Yeah.
It's a matchup. It's a fight. That's why we like fight sports.
Yeah.
What you can't do good, I'm going to go at you all day long until you fix it. If you can't fix it, I'm going to beat your face in.
Yeah.
Beat your face in.
It's what I found amazing was this year we had never seen this kind of parity, right, in the NFL.
In the regular season, true.
In the regular season. No. We had never seen it before.
Mm-mm.
In previous years, it was
you kind of knew who the game was.
Yeah. But then in the postseason, there'd be upsets. You'd be like, whoa, where did they – what happened? Where did that come from? This upset.
Who's that team? Yeah. True.
And then now, you had all this parity during the regular season.
And then now, it's,
in the postseason, teams just got put in their place, Jason. Put in their place.
Okay. You got to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You got that can do multiple, win multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you're going to get found out. Unless you have some kind of rare defense or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some kick returner that's going to the Hall of Fame. You know, you got to have a QB in the postseason, I believe. Yeah, that's my main thought is, if you don't have that guy,
yeah,
then you're in trouble. And you want to see those quarterbacks in the postseason, right?
Let me ask you something, Jay.
Yeah.
Because speaking of quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right? Is the NFL going to remain like this forever? I'm talking about the formula for winning at that position.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to remain like this forever? Because it's the same.
The rules have set it up for that, I think. I don't think it's the position and how they're playing it, but it's the rules.
It's the rules. Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Think about this. All right. You're back in the day as a quarterback. You think about how they used to be. They used to get body slammed in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up and body slammed.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have basically a strike zone. You can hit them in their chest to the bottom of their thigh. Can't even hit them below the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a strike zone. And you can't fall on them. Like, you protect it. And I get why. You want to – look, we want that in the playoffs.
Yep.
We don't want Tom Brady to get hurt all of a sudden. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they've protected the position – the way they've officiated the way you can hit receivers down the field, meaning how you at 5 yards or whatever, or what you can do, it's built for offensive scoring. And as long as that's officiated like that, mm-hmm. the quarterback position is the most important. If that changed and mm-hmm. how they did that, the competition committee, another story.
No. Here's what I mean. Here's what I mean when I ask that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw who was that got smacked yesterday? Kyler Murray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seen Jalen Hurts,
mm-hmm.
seen Lamar and them.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the quarterbacks with that kind of, you know.
Well, Josh Allen is the same way, and he's elite.
Well, no.
Josh Allen is one of the best mobile quarterbacks. You just said it the other day.
No, I mean, Russell Wilson is mobile. Aaron Rodgers is mobile. Patrick Mahomes is mobile. Those are mobile quarterbacks.
But I think Josh Allen's different mobile.
He's not a running quarterback. He's not
Josh Allen is. He was last year.
He's not a running quarterback.
He's as much running as Kyler Murray is, just a different runner.
No, he's not.
I believe so.
He's not.
I believe so. Look at him. He leads his team in rushing.
Because they don't have any run. They're not a rushing team.
He rushes.
They're not a rushing team.
But Josh Allen rushes.
How many rushing yards would you say Josh Allen averages a game? Maybe 40?
I don't know. I have to look that up. Simon?
Maximum.
That's maybe still a lot for quarterback.
That's not a rushing quarterback.
What's a rushing quarterback? Lamar?
Oh, you know what a rushing quarterback is.
But you said Kyler. And he's as good. He's as good as a rusher as Kyler Murray is. They just do it different ways. Kyler's like slick.
The RPO, that kind of
you got to drop back.
Rush. So that's what I mean. Is it you have to be able?
Yeah.
Is this how the NFL is going to be forever?
No,
because it's been like this for so long.
Well, I think the elite ones are the ones that can do it all, like you said. You know, one thing I'm really interested in, you have less hours in college, so you get a kind of product that you get in NFL. And then what I like this year is, even though the preseason was cut down, you kind of figured out your team through that first quarter of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting better. I just think that it's a hard position to play, and the elite ones are the ones that we agree that are elite, and they play it a certain kind of way. There's just not going to be that many of them. But if you want to win, you got to get what you get and build around that. Yeah, like, I mean, everybody wants that dude, OC.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's like, I don't want this kind of quarterback.
Yeah.
How you find him, bro?
Yeah.
You know how everybody knows if you got two beasts coming off the end that they can kill or wreck any game.
Yeah.
How do you find him?
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of, I read something else that I found very, very interesting.
All right.
You're going to like this one. Mm-hmm. You're going to really enjoy this one. Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Micah Parsons?
Yes, I do.
Jamar Chase.
Yes.
Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl. Pro Bowler.
Did they all opt out? Is that what you were going to say?
All of them.
That last year.
None of them played.
They didn't play this thing. They all opted out the COVID year, right?
Penei Sewell.
He opted out too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they came in balling.
Yeah, they played well. Maybe that's why they opted out.
I read that in the Wall Street Journal, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally did not know that all of those guys
opted out. Yeah.
And they came in and performed better than all the other rookies.
But is that just because they're better?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I think
I know they didn't play,
right? When I look at that, you know, we always talk about how you can skew statistics however you want, and this is true. But were they just that talented? Is what I'm saying. Because you're right. But the only thing about them is all top. What were they? All top 15?
Top 15 picks.
And undeniably talented.
Yeah.
All of them. Just and talent rises.
Yeah.
You know. Just talented.
Seen a lot of top 15 picks before. We ain't seen many play like these boys played.
Well, not.
I mean, that,
not all
that
of
opted
them.
Out, right?
No, nobody's ever opted. No, this is new.
Right.
There's never been an opt out year in football.
But I'm saying, I can't think of a year.
Nobody's ever opted out.
No, I'm saying I can't think of a year where rookies,
right? Yeah,
performed. At that, that many.
Okay.
Those are four in the top 12, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And they're Pro Bowlers.
Penei Sewell was a Pro Bowler?
No. Slater. Penei Sewell was alternate, right? But this guy was Slater.
Was
Slater's a Pro Bowler.
They won with him.
Parsons, Jamar Chase.
One win. Win, win, win. Yeah.
I can't think of a year where they've had that immediate impact on their team like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look back. I mean, yeah. I mean, these dudes are elite. They all hit. But I know that that was a strange year, right? But yeah. Now when you look at it and you go, they opted out, you go, good job.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to risk? You knew you were that good. You knew you were going to get, you were going to go that high in the draft.
Yeah.
And you did. I think Parsons could have went higher, right? Maybe. What did he go? What number?
11?
Yeah. He could have cracked. If you'd have known he was going to do that.
11 or 12. Yeah, he would have went number two. He's like, here's the number two pick.
And he'd be like, get that man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I guess to your point, college football, slowly but surely, it's going to be in one of them places where the NFL is going to be like, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care if you play in a bowl game.
None of that.
We don't. No. Because to your point, it's not impacting you over here.
Yeah, doesn't. It's just it has to be just.
It's not, you know.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
Ooh.
It's only the elites are going to like. Because yeah. Everybody else, you're gonna have to like. It's a weird.
So could you be elite?
Yeah.
And say, all right, I'm not gonna play my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get bigger, faster, stronger, you're gonna live off of this tape right here.
Yeah, the thing is, you have to be 3 years removed from college.
Yeah.
So you could be like a sophomore. Right. After your sophomore year, you'd be like, you know what? Because that's what they did. That's what Jamar did. That's what Parsons.
I'm gonna get bigger, faster, stronger because I'm opt out of this year.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna run, and then because these other guys panned out, it helps me.
Yeah,
now, that's interesting.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do all this. I'm not gonna beat my body up.
That is interesting.
After your sophomore year, opt out.
I'm a running. I've showed you I can ball. You know, opt I'm playing out. For a school that's, you know, giving me the ball 400 times a year.
Yeah.
Not 300 times a year. I'm going to just chill, get real strong, run fast. Welcome.
That's interesting, man.
Ooh. Hey, everybody's trying to get to the big dance.
Oh, I mean, if you can.
If you can.
Why not?
Yeah. Just.
Why not?
I know. That'd be interesting.
Just go to school.
Yeah.
Train.
Yep. Get ready. I mean, every other sport doesn't have to have a collegiate system to some extent. I mean, basketball, which you just got to be 1 year removed.
One year removed.
Yep. Yeah. You play 20 years and be a young man still. That's crazy.
38 years old. They've been in the league 20 years.
That's crazy. I mean, that's the significance. You have this finite amount of time, and you don't want to waste it if you don't have to. Now, we're talking about the best of the best.
Yeah.
Come on, Simon.
Oh, wow.
High siding with the questions.
That was interesting. That went by quick.
I'm telling you, man.
That went by quick, Jason.
All right, OC, it's that time. People want to know what OC thinks. OC, we got a lot of Ask OC, Ask J Bell questions, and it is about the Cowboys losing and the 49ers winning.
Yeah.
Two big teams among UK fans, I've been advised
to say. Are the Cowboys a big team out here? I don't feel like the Cowboys are a big team in the
UK. I think they're a big team in the world.
In the world, yeah.
I do.
But UK is like San Francisco, Miami, Chicago.
True.
I don't feel like
I think the Cowboys would be in there just because that time frame that they were an elite team. Even though Miami and San Francisco might be more of Chicago might be more. I think Cowboys are probably in there because when it was really introduced and promoted, that was the team. And Green Bay, of course.
Mm.
So people want to know about this. They want to know about the Cowboys. What did you write? Cowboys out. 49ers go on to play Green Bay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Simon, man. Simon's taking the day off with his
right. Yeah, he's chilling, man.
He's chilling. He's
he must have a booster.
Yeah.
He must have a booster.
He got a booster. Because he's just, I don't even know. Cowboys losing, bro. What do you think?
I think that was not a surprise to anybody. Right? So we were hoping maybe that they would win.
Yeah.
I mean, I was anyway.
Me too.
Because of Adam.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Actually, anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. But
yeah.
I was hoping they would win.
Yes.
But I'm not surprised that they lost.
Yes.
Because they're very inconsistent, highly penalized team. We didn't really believe that their head coach – was the guy, like, when he got hired, we were like, we don't know about this, right?
Yeah, right.
So there's been all that going on, and it reared its head against a team that you cannot mess around with, right?
We
and
said
so,
that.
Yeah, and so they got exactly what they deserved.
Yep. To your point, if you are the most disciplined team in the NFL, What is the other team saying before they play you? Hey, man, they're going to lose this game.
Yeah.
They are going to – if we just need to not lose it, they're going to lose it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Tell Kyle Shanahan and 49ers saying that all day. What did they do?
Yeah.
They lost the game.
Lost the game.
Every time they had an opportunity to convert, to make a play, penalty.
Yep.
And they were penalties. You know what I'm
saying?
They were
penalties.
Like – it's like obvious. And for everybody at home, if you're a penalized team, the refs know that. They're going to be looking extra hard.
Yeah.
You are what you are.
Yep.
So,
they got what they deserve.
They got what they deserve. Yeah. I wanted them to win too, but you can't win. That was sloppy. That was sloppy football. Yep. Even the last play was sloppy. Everything. You're just not going to you don't want to see that team go on playing like
that.
All right. Russell Ellis at Russ 80. I wonder if that was his football number.
Yeah, number 80, Russ.
Russell Ellis. Yeah.
Ellis.
Russell Ellis. Ask OC, ask J. Bell. Head coach firings seem even more brutal and numerous this year. Is it just a cycle, contracts aligning, or is there no longer the time for coaches to build their teams?
There's no – it's been that way for a while. They don't give coaches the time. They don't give quarterbacks the time. They don't – everything is just – everybody's in a win-now mode, right? Because it's so
– Agreed.
It's so possible to win now. Like, your fortunes can change overnight in the NFL.
Yeah.
And because of that, they're not going to invest the time or the patience to, you know, sit through growing pains and to sit through – you know, just getting mollywopped for like 2-3 years. They're just not going to do it. Now, back in the day, they would have done that. They would have just sat there with the quarterback, develop, develop, develop.
Yep.
Oh, I like this coach. Develop, develop, develop. Not anymore. Yep. Now, if you don't win within the first 2 years, forget it.
I was reading something on the business of sports, and you said something so key, time horizons for each of these teams. And it was basically making the statement that back in the day, owners were – you know, worth $600 million, $700 million. And remember, they pay the coaches out of their pocket, right? Now when you got billions and billions of dollars and you want to win now, you like, just eat that contract, next guy, right? So your financial time horizon is different.
You know what's so funny, Jason?
You just like, you know what? I gave you a five-year deal. This isn't going to work. Instead of being like, man, I gave him all that money. We're going to ride with you for a minute.
Jason. These people have so much money that they're willing to just, here's $30
million. Go. Yep. Good try.
What?
Yeah. because they do.
Oh, my God.
And they understand that that asset, that team, is so important that you need to make decisions that make your fan base go, you're dedicated to winning.
Yeah.
It is that important. And they can. So it's more money to make those kind of choices, I think, you know.
I was seeing where I think Joe Judge's payout, they had to pay him like $22 million bucks.
Just to go bye-bye.
And I was like,
because it ain't working.
$22 million?
Just to, hey, you got to eat, you got to eat, got to find a solution. And you're
these
not
coaches who are getting fired right now.
Don't feel bad for them.
None of them will ever have to work a day in their life again.
Don't feel bad.
Jason, not one. Because they all sign like 5-year deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Their contracts are guaranteed, right?
All the chaloupe.
All of them.
Yep.
So they got to pay them all that money.
Contract detrimental. Yep. Unless it's that. I know.
They'll never have to work again.
Don't feel bad for them. And they worked hard to get to that position, though.
Yeah, they did.
I get it. And there's some risk to it.
They did.
Yep. So, yeah, it's all about winning now. Mr. Quayle. All right. How did you react to the defeats on the field? Challenges in life questions. So how do we react to defeats on the field and challenges in life?
It depends. Defeats on the field for me, I took them differently, depending on the situation.
Right.
Now, defeats on the field, in the playoffs, I took them hard. Playoffs, I took them really hard because, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
Now, during the regular season, the defeats were different.
Yeah.
Now, if we lost the game and I got some sacks, I wasn't upset.
You did what you had to do.
I went home. I slept peacefully. I didn't mind. I didn't mind at all.
He's like,
I slept peacefully. Now, if we won the game and I didn't get any sacks, I didn't sleep well.
Yeah.
I wasn't that happy.
Team no sleep.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, we won, but
didn't work out.
Yeah.
For me.
Now, the ultimates was the win and you get some sacks.
Ooh.
Oh, J-Bell.
Dance.
Oh.
All the nasty things that people
dancing. I wish that feeling for everybody. I wish I could just give you that feeling. The feeling of winning and performing. Oh my God, there's nothing like it. You go home, you turn on SportsCenter, and you just watch
look
the SportsCenter.
Look at that smile. Look at that smile. Look at the long towel just waiting. Yeah.
And then you look at the bottom. You know the bottom, the ticker,
the stats?
Yeah, you're looking.
Yeah.
And I would watch for like 4 or 5 hours. And it's coming on a loop, J-Bell. It's coming on a loop. I'm watching every time.
Sleep,
like, yeah.
The loop comes all
So yeah, it's different. It was different.
The loop.
Yeah, it was different.
Oh, I wish my name came up on the loop. I'm laughing.
It came up once when you had that interception.
It did.
It had to come up. Yeah, Jason Bell interception. Yeah.
And I get the pick. We go down and score.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Great day. Great day.
Great day.
Imagine, you remember that feeling? Don't you remember that feeling?
I remember that feeling. I drank right through it too.
Yeah,
it felt great.
Man,
I was in the club spending everybody else's money dancing. I was in the club, OC.
Getting it.
Yeah, how did OC had the best answer. I would say that one thing my defeats on the field helped me, or things I had to overcome on the field, is when you would overcome something like you weren't playing well for me and I had to bounce back or things were shaky, that helps me in life because I always remember in that situation kind of what I did to get my mind right in that intense pressure cooker. You got more time usually in life, you know?
Yeah.
And I use that in my day-to-day kind of faces of the challenges.
Yeah. Football is literally a microcosm of life. Same thing that happens on the field happens out there in real life.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
The same thing.
I know, like, oh, you feel like this, like it's not the end. Next play, doo-doo-doo, you know. And I learned that in football, definitely.
People like, you know, like when I do the touchscreen,
mm-hmm.
people wonder how I come up with that stuff. It's just, it's real life.
Yeah.
Like I think, like something that happens in real life, I see it,
yep.
and I equate it to
that.
To football. I'm like,
don't,
oh,
you boom. Telling them the magic.
It's fine.
I
don't
know.
Mind. Yeah. I won't be doing this much longer.
You know why it doesn't mind? You told me the magic, and I still can't replicate it. So, yeah, share with the people. Share with the people.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's, oh, that's funny. And it's the same thing.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's the same thing.
How fast can you make those connections?
Instantly.
Ooh, see, that's the difference.
Instantly.
That's the difference.
I see it and I instantly I'm like, oh, that's.
That makes sense and this connects. Yeah, that's different. That makes it all. That is. Nat asks, this is the last one, OC.
Is that Nat Coombs or no?
Not Nat Coombs. Okay. Maybe it is.
Shout out to Nat Coombs.
Yeah, Nat Coombs is the homie. Finish Madden documentary, Hard Knocks, and All or Nothing. Question mark next. Some good. You did some heavy lifting now.
You can watch The Last Chance U.
Ooh, good one. Last Chance U. That will. That's a little different. That's good. I like how you working.
It was college.
Yeah, it was college.
Was like,
but different college.
That was mine, not yours, Jason. UNC. That experience there, I understand that experience.
Yeah, I didn't experience none of that.
I understand that experience.
We had two helmets in
college.
Yeah,
of course
we had
did.
A practice helmet and a game helmet.
That's incredible.
And we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We stayed at the
living
Ritz.
Living a different life.
I had the bath bombs and everything.
That's
oh, before
incredible.
The game. Oh, all that. Just
we would take 14-hour bus rides.
Yeah, no, none of that,
bro.
Oh, yeah. No, we was at UCLA.
Food fighting. Like,
oh, no. We had real silverware, bro. That's like real, like high class stuff.
Where did you eat? We would eat at Golden Corral.
No, I ate at the Ritz-Carlton.
You guys are out of control.
At the Ritz-Carlton in near Pasadena.
Where was your hunger to make it to the NFL?
Listen, not a lot of us made it, OC. I got to Dallas, bro. We were staying at the Marriott, and I said the first day, I said, where's our practice helmet? They said, what? What's your practice helmet? Oh, this is both? Oh. What do you mean I don't have a practice helmet?
Gosh.
Huh? What do you – I was like, we're staying at the Marriott? Oh, okay. All right.
Use your Marriott rewards. Use your Marriott rewards to stay
What happened here. To the Ritz? We stay
– Golly. You see it. Y'all
but people were driving Ferraris. So
oh, my
that's
gosh.
The difference. That's the difference. So,
crazy.
We out. We will we'll holler at y'all next week and see what the NFL provides, my brother.